Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. Police officers with BART are turning in their tasers temporarily until they get new training. BART's chief spokesman, Linton Johnson, says the transit police are requiring the new training because two court rulings from last year spell out new rules for using the electric stun guns.
And those rulings essentially say that tasers should be used only in the defense of the officer or in the defense of another human being.
The decision to pull the tasers comes 2 weeks after a BART officer fired a stun gun at a teenage suspect fleeing the scene of an investigation on a bicycle. Johnson says no one was hit or hurt in that incident, but it did accelerate the decision to pull the potentially deadly weapons. Barbara Attard is a police practices consultant and served 4 years as an independent police auditor in San Jose. Ms. Attard, let's start with that incident 2 weeks ago. Would it be appropriate to shoot a taser? And one report said it was from a moving police car at a young suspect on a bicycle.
That incident really sends off alarm bells for me. There are several issues. One is, if someone's on a bicycle, they could fall and injure themselves or run into a car or that. And then, you know, my understanding of that incident was that it was a 13-year-old boy. And I think you really need to look at when you're going to use tasers on juveniles.
And would that kind of use to subdue a fleeing suspect who poses no risk to the officer, would that also violate the new court guidelines?
You know, I have to say I haven't fully studied the new court guidelines. I did read an article about them. And my understanding is that you don't use it on an incident like this when someone's fleeing, but only if an officer or another person is in danger.
How about BART's decision to pull the tasers and require more training? Is that a good response?
You know, I actually applaud the interim chief, Dash Butler, on pulling them. I think that it sends a really strong message to officers in the department that he is taking the court ruling seriously. He is wanting officers to abide by their use of force guidelines. And if they're not going to be used appropriately, pull them, train them, and then decide whether to deploy them.
You worked with San Jose's police force, where taser use has been controversial and it caused at least one death last year. What was San Jose's policy on taser use?
You know, when I started as the independent police auditor in San Jose, there were no specific guidelines for taser use.
None
taser
at all.
Taser training. No internal guidelines. And they were using tasers training, which at that time was that use tasers early in an incident, use them as often as necessary.
When you say tasers training, you mean the training that came from the manufacturer of the stun gun, the company known for its taser brand.
Exactly. But best practices are that each department, each community decides when they want this weapon used. So as the independent police auditor, my office made recommendations for policy, such as absent exigent circumstances, officers should avoid activating multiple taser devices, so only one officer using taser, not more than three shocks with a taser, shouldn't be used on young children, pregnant women, elderly persons, those kinds of things.
You wrote an opinion piece for the San Francisco Chronicle recently about San Francisco's push, the police chief's push, to get tasers for his officers. What do you think? Should they have tasers?
I think it's a complicated question. And, you know, my concern when I wrote that op-ed piece was that the police commission in San Francisco was being asked to approve tasers, essentially, without knowing what the internal guidelines would be. So, you know, I really want to reserve my opinion about that until I see what Chief Gascon will come up with as far as what the internal guidelines would be, what the training will be. That's important information to have.
Thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Cy.
Barbara Attard is a police practices consultant. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.